Good evening. I am Galdap, as you may well know. Wizard! From beyond to the time when last we saw our travelers, they had encountered a strange labyrinth in which the cretin known as Chair, it had converse all stars with the goddess Galadriel. And after that vile intercourse, he was left with the mark of a raven upon his forearm, or I believe. And then they returned to the tavern in the portside town of Port Ojon, and was proceeded to have a reunion with their friend V-Mac, who was lost. That's if you have not been following my tomes, they're available in on the internet. as it is now, the one called Jennifer, the tiefling, the hellspawn, vile creature, I'm sure, has left a letter for them at the tavern, and they are surprised to find that he has gone. But not permanently, he will be back. The letter is thus.
Dear Cretans, I am vile and profoundly evil tiefling matters to attend to in Cleave Land, a terrifying realm of endless suffering and bifurcation. Do not follow me, lest you encounter tortures beyond imagining. On second thought, do follow me and have your fleshy bodies consumed by hellfire. See if I care. Don't bother looking for my share of the spoils. I have taken them and the tavern maid surfboard. It's mine now. If she gives you any lip, tell her to stuff it. Trust me, it is payment I am duly owed. It is not a threesome when it's your dog, lady. Though I am an evil spawn of hell, I do have standards. I'll be passing through Cool Ranch in 5 days' time. If you happen to meet me in the Fiery Buffalo Tavern, I couldn't give a shit. Rot in hell, Jennifer.
So now, our heroes venture onward
towards the town of Cool Ranch.
I have to change my catheter bag.
Hi guys, welcome to Dungeons & Doritos. Really sorry it took so long.
We are! We love you!
As you may have heard in our last episode, we have changed formats a bit, and we have a new DM, the lovely and attractive Mr. Rule, who will be guiding us through his own custom system called Sagas. And more on that, and links to where you can check out your own handy-dandy PDF version of the Player's Guide on DirtyShow.com. Links to where you can follow along! Let's do this. It's been too goddamn long.
Yeah, I want to do some dungeoning and some Doritoing.
I want to do some Doritoing.
Right. As the road begins to turn, you see off in the distance a gathering of birds. Too far away to make out the type of birds or what they're doing, but it appears that they have their eyes on something interesting on the road ahead.
What are those chickens doing?
I'm going to scream at those birds.
No, do not bother poor birds. Let us go see. Maybe Traveler need help.
I'm climbing a tree.
You're climbing a tree?
I'm climbing the tree to see what the birds have.
Okay.
Because I don't care about what's on the road. I care about what the birds have in the tree.
Okay.
All right.
It's kind of around a bend.
Okay.
So you can see the birds, but even climbing up the tree, you don't see, you're not in a redwood or anything. So right. you can't see over that bend and see what's actually going on over there. But
Jerry, get down there and let us go check out.
I'm scared of heights. I didn't know that.
Jump into my arms.
Yay.
Okay, no, I want to see this. Okay. You roll dexterity to jump, and you roll dexterity to catch.
Oh, wait, hold on. I'm totally not the same B-Mac I was. I have a strength of 8. I opposed my strength of 18.
Dexterity.
Oh, dexterity?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, so dexterity would be... What die is that? That's a D10?
No, for you it's a D10. Yeah.
I'm going to roll the face palm.
Okay, re-roll that. What? You rolled a 10.
Yeah.
You roll the highest number on the dice, you get to re-roll that up to 3 times.
Cool.
So, you have no problems jumping in. Keep going. He just looks down at you, he sees exactly where you are, and he just kind of let go in this delicate, like, backward swan dive thing, hoping that your arms are going to be where they're supposed to be. Are they?
I rolled a 5.
Yes, they are.
All right. So... Yay, thank you. I'm gonna kiss you.
No!
My beautiful wife.
Oh, good.
Fuck you.
You now I know why Jean the Fear left on vacation.
If those many chickens come after us, and I get back to death, I'm gonna kill both of you.
I am in the mood of blaming the chair.
Did I scare the birds off when I climbed up the
tree? No, you're actually fairly far away from them. Oh, okay. Like, the bend in the road's probably deceptive, but it's still a ways off.
I'm going to approach quietly through the shrubberies on either side of the road. That seems smartest.
Right. I go running as fast as I can on the side.
I grab him!
All right, one thing at a time. Go ahead and roll your dexterity. This is your stealth check. Uh-huh. Your reaction. What's your reaction level? Or the big number?
13.
What's reaction. Your reaction?
First reaction. Oh, reaction 10.
10? Okay. So you reach out to go grab him, or you can roll for it.
I'll roll for it.
Okay, because otherwise you're going to fail.
6.
Yeah, you still fail. You go reach out for him, but your chair's just too fast. There's nothing really to grab onto.
Little dwarf legs, run as fast as I can.
Yeah, you just narrowly missed the hairs on the back of his back.
I rolled an 8 plus 12, 20.
Oh, yeah, you've disappeared into the tree line.
Wait, did we add our... So it'd be my...
Yeah, it's just a die.
So my reaction is just the die?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Okay. I'm screaming and flailing my arms like a bird.
Okay, you're running and screaming and flailing. What's your stamina? It's 16. You're running and running and you run out of breath and you're a little hoarse by the time you actually get up to the birds and you can see them. You're sneaking past and you watch the dwarf run around and he's getting hoarse. And
I'm following him.
You're following him.
Actually, I don't know why he's sneaking, and I just start walking down the road casually.
As he runs down the road and around the corner, the road begins to level off, and you can see on the ground ahead of you a dark shape. Several of these large black birds, crows, or ravens are upon the thing, and still more are circling above, and they're calling to each other in harsh, shrill, and angry calls. You can see the massive birds on top of something, but you can't get a good idea of its size without getting probably too close to the birds for them to start scattering.
Where am I in conjunction with all of this?
You're still that's I'm, you you, I'm, you can actually see
okay
this mound
mass, whatever yeah. it is.
Okay. And you can hear him coming up
okay.
behind you.
So I'm gonna say hi to these birds. And I'm gonna say hi, birds, and I jump, kind of into this pile of birds.
As you say hi, and you're jumping towards them, they scatter, and it's like a curtain goes up in front of you, just black feathers just shooting up. What you see on the road is another traveler. The birds have been picking at the flesh of the unfortunate corpse. He's most likely dead, and the. As he does not seem to be fighting off these ravens that are feasting on him. The ravens scatter, mm-hmm. and they just start circling above. They're chattering and squawking and just making a real loud racket. I mean, they sound really aggressive. Rather than, like, you would think ravens would be sounding nervous, these things actually sound like they're threatening you.
Can I hear for this?
Yeah, you can hear it all.
I am not having the good feeling, guys.
Did I land on the corpse?
No, you're right in front of it, though. I mean, you were, like, jumping, yeah. and then you see these things just scatter. If you had gone any further, it's likely they would have just ripped your skin off, but...
Gotcha. So I scared them off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chair, what is that? Is that a corpse?
It's a dead guy!
Is it wearing anything? What? Does it have money?
Don't give him ideas.
I'm gonna take all his clothes off.
Oh!
As you come within a few feet of the body, you hear a strange song, as if it's from a set of pipes from somewhere unseen. The song is piercing, and it's really unpleasant to hear. The birds themselves seem even more agitated by the noise, and before you can find the source of the horrible playing, a raven suddenly changes course and flies straight at Chair.
Oh. I try to hug it. So,
this is like a scene from Elf. Somebody needs a hug.
So I turn around and I, both arms stretched. I'm gonna try and hug this bird.
He's a retard, so I'm gonna try to shoot the bird out of the air in front of him.
Okay. Okay, what's your reaction?
It
It's an 11.
You don't have to roll anything. It just needs a number.
11.
11? Okay. All right. I'm going to go with the attack first, because these things are really quick. I mean, really quick. Where's the D4? D4, too.
Where's mine? Go.
Oh, and it's kind of curious. There's only one of them coming after him. It's not like the entire flock or anything.
Got it.
And the music is coming from somewhere up behind you.
Oh,
quite a distance, though. I mean, it's... There we go. Okay. Yeah, you take you take claws right to your face.
All right. That's not how you hug, stupid bird. And I grab it and I try to like get him to stop clawing me. And I'm trying to give him this proper bear hug.
Okay, take 2 points of damage.
Where's my? Oh, do I need to? Should I roll for that or no?
No, just write down 2.
Okay.
And once it gets up to where your toughness is, you're
gotcha.
You're out and you're bleeding to death.
I'll just put it over some toughness then.
Okay. So make an attack test, because this thing is flapping and it's clawing and it's crazy. It's not simply a matter of
4 plus 7.
Okay. Yeah, you grab him.
Okay.
So just hug him desperately.
I'm hugging him. I'm hugging. I'm so.
Okay, roll strength.
V-Mac, do something with your wife.
I think one. I am wife to you.
Okay.
Husband, one. Whatever.
Okay. Yeah. I was hoping for something higher that just would have been nice to...
it
seems to have calmed down.
I will love him and hug him and hold him forever. Call him George.
So is he still...
So are you going to still try and shoot this bird, or...
Now that his arms are around it, I'm not.
Probably a good idea.
But I'm going to scamper up to him and point my finger extended at the bird's head, hoping to blast its head off.
Okay.
With, like, one of your light beams?
Yeah, sunstrike.
Yeah.
You're watching... As this sun strike, and we'll get to the die roll in a moment, as it's coming out. But what's really fascinating you is this pattern that's emerging within a smaller group of the birds as they start to kind of tornado down towards chair.
Guys, we need to be leaving.
More bird friends.
And the music is picking up tempo.
Guys, I hear a song.
Perception is a 10.
Are you gonna?
Sun striking that bird's head off.
Cool.
7 and 7 and 5. What am I doing with the perception and the wisdom?
So your perception is the roll plus the stat, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So 21.
Okay. Yeah, you hit him. Now roll the effect, which is the wisdom.
And that is 18.
18.
Yeah.
Okay, this bird that you're hugging just kind of pops into a mass of warm feathers. Extremely warm. And there's a big flash of light right in front of you when it happens.
Oh, God! Guys, my skin is... It's all pink and hurts.
Does hurt. It's not desperately painful, but yeah, it's...
It's like a sunburn, right?
Yeah.
And that's what you'll get.
And am I covered in bird guts and stuff?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Is there any part of the corpse left at all, or is it just a splatter?
This is your general
what the region area looks
where
like.
This is happening. And,
those are some nice graphics.
She's over here.
Okay.
Okay, and you are right here, and V-Mac is down here, closer to here. So you're about 10 feet away from where this is happening, right above this little corpse.
So,
and when this happens, you glance up from the bright flash and the blood, and you see this tunnel of birds just coming right at you. And now that the basically what kind of has amounted to a quick surprise round has ended, we'll take declarations. So, what are you going to do?
I am going to cry.
You're just going to stand there and cry?
He killed my friend.
Okay. All right. And then what are you going to do?
Well, when Cher looked up, my gaze followed it, and I almost peed. And that's just because I was excited.
In a good way or a bad way?
A bad way.
Okay.
Nervous twitch. And so, let's see. I'm going to grab Cher and... and shout to VMAC.
VMAC, move! In the trees, now!
And we're going to try to get Sobbing Cher into the trees before the tornado of birds
okay,
gets
so you're
going
to kind of like jump out and tackle him into the trees or drag him? Drag him, okay.
And hopefully he'll move his feet.
Okay. And you are going to...
So we're clearing the road. Trees over here. Mm-hmm. They're jumping to this bit of trees. Jump to the other side.
Okay.
And my goal... is to try to summon the wolf bear.
Okay, so let's jump to the trees.
And then summon the wolf bear.
Okay. Alright, so that's where we're at. You're jumping across the pathway, you're running across the pathway, grabbing Cher, and you are going the opposite way, so you guys are kind of crossing this, crossing against each other to hide on opposite sides of the roadway. So your reaction is, and your wisdom. Give me a reaction in your wisdom.
Alright.
No, don't roll it. I just need the numbers.
11 and his reaction, yeah. And wisdom is 15.
11 and 15.
Jamala, please.
Okay. And then your reaction and wisdom?
13, 10.
I'm
probably not a 10, no.
Yeah. No, it's the average of them.
Yeah.
So
10 and a 16.
10 and a 16. Okay. So you're actually able to almost act in tandem. So you run across and you grab a Chair. He's not doing anything. So he just kind of comes along
asshole!
And you're jumping into the trees. Now you can start casting your thing out. Now the birds... swoop down to where Chair was and then kind of flutter back up. I guess flutter wouldn't be a very good word so much as squawk and scream and fly back up in a flurry.
So I'm sobbing in the trees. I'm like,
okay, so you're just whimpering in the trees. You're going to summon the wolf now? The music seems to have changed the melody a bit.
I kind of stop crying, and I kind of look around with this really dazed, like, traumatized look on my face. Like I just went through something traumatic. Mm-hmm. But I notice the music, and I try to pinpoint where it's coming from, like, looking around, trying to figure out what direction the sound is coming from.
Make a perception test.
Okay. Perception is 10.
Mm-hmm. And you guys can actually see a change in the behavior of the birds now. They seem to almost be following the rhythm of the music.
Hmm.
And what did you roll?
A 5.
It's coming from that general direction where what's your character's name again?
Jamala.
Jamala. Where Jamala was before she knocked you off the road. The four seems to slope back upwards, like almost up a hill, and it sounds like it's coming from up in that top of the hill area.
In the wooded area?
Yeah.
Guys, I hear music coming from over there, and I also, I think I'm a bird now.
You're not a bird, you're a stupid chair that turned into a stupid dwarf.
No, but why wouldn't I be a bird now? I was a chair, now I'm a dwarf, I'm covered in feathers. I'm pretty sure I'm a bird.
That is beautiful chair logic.
VMAC, what are you doing over there? There's bagpipes.
I have an idea. You distract the birds.
I'm a bird.
How about he distracts the birds?
I'm a bird.
He can distract the birds. You facilitate. I follow. I'm getting Wolf Bear. We go follow sound. I have theory is source of birds.
That makes about as much sense as anything.
I'm going to go out and be friends with the birds.
Oh, God damn
Let him. Protect him. Distract the stupid birds.
All right, and Jamala follows Chair out into the clearing, ready to blast anything and also move quickly.
So I'm going to go back into the road.
Okay.
But the game I'm going to play with the birds is called Whack a Bird with My Club. And I'm brandishing my club, and I'm walking out, and I'm squawking.
Okay.
I look up at the birds, and I walk directly towards the corpse again. And I'm going, wah, 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 wah.
Okay. They don't seem to respond to you,
okay.
Surprisingly. The music hasn't changed, and the pattern seems to be widening out. Like, the birds are becoming a little bit more docile. But they don't seem to respond to you in any way, shape, or form.
I'm going to peck the corpse.
And like with your nose, yes. Like in your face?
Yes, okay. I'm going to start smashing my face.
It's a fresh corpse. It doesn't even stink of death or anything yet. I mean, this guy just recently died.
Okay, I'm going to start violently headbutting this corpse.
Okay.
Since he's over by the corpse and the birds are distracted, Jamal is going to kind of rifle through the corpse's belongings to see if there's any gold or, you know...
There's seven gold pieces.
Okay.
And a rather nice looking crossbow. It doesn't seem to be any more, like, performance wise, it doesn't seem to be any different from any other crossbow. It's just prettier.
Okay. Well, I'll pick that up, and I'm not good with a crossbow, so I'm gonna fumble with it and accidentally shoot an arrow into the birds.
Okay. All right, I don't know how we would accidentally roll something.
Should I refrain from that sort of thing in the future? Well, what you could say is that
you play with the device and it pops and the spring and the
bolt flies.
Everything moves, but the bolt has fallen out when you picked it up, so there was nothing for it to shoot.
Okay.
But it would have shot the arrow up into the sky if there had been one in there. So your mental note to yourself is to not aim it downwards when there's a quarrel inside of it. So that it doesn't fall out.
Okay.
So that's one key to how the crossbow works.
Now I'm waiting for a wolf bear to be summoned.
Okay. Go ahead and roll your perception to summon this wolf bear.
Wolf bear!
And how does this spell work?
Pretty much, Wolf Bear just kicks it with me until he's either A, dispelled by me,
okay.
Or B, runs out, or B, he's hit.
Okay. So is he like a tangible creature?
No.
He's like a kind of like a phantasm, or like.
But it does attack, right?
It can do attacks.
And there's also it has a flanking bonus.
Yeah, it does also. It allows for a flank. It's more there for facilitating flanking bonus and helping me with. It does some attacks. It's not too strong.
Okay.
And can it? But you've used it as a scout before.
That's what I primarily use it to facilitate my own skills.
Okay.
So I'm more trying to figure out. Okay, I'm just gonna roll my perception. I got a 3.
Okay. You can't seem to pull the right energy together to to contact them.
Stupid birds.
It actually may have something to do with the magical energy that's already in the air.
Now VMAC is upset that I am quietly following source of sound.
The birds are actually starting to scatter into the general direction of that sound source.
I follow.
Since Jamala notices that, she...
As fast as I can, my little legs can carry.
Packs up the fancy crossbow, ties it to her robes, and follows the birds as well.
D-Mac, these birds aren't doing anything. They're just going to where you're going.
I'm squawking, I'm a bird. I'm flapping my arms.
Oh, God.
I'm a rock.
I totally realized I only have 1 12-sided. That's weird.
I have a bag full.
That tells you how often I use it.
What does?
All right, so we're going through the forest, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess I'm ahead of everyone, so I'm
oh, he's ahead of everyone.
No, is he?
Yeah, he was already in the forest.
Oh, okay. I'm running pretty fast, though.
The song suddenly changes. A whole new song can be heard now. The remaining ravens circle up and swirl in feathers and terrible cries. Then they fly westwards, up the nearby hill and over its crest. There, next to a large tree, you can see a single man. He wears a wide-brimmed hat and a long cloak, and he is holding something to his mouth. The music seems to be coming from him.
Sparkling wine is all but empty. Too late for trains and no taxis. I know the feeling seems all too contrived. There was no master plan, but the fact is, you must stay with me and learn the secret language of birds. Tender to dawn, about to be breaking, on a Rousseau garden with monkeys in hiding. The truth of the matter, yet to be spoken, in words on which everything's writing. Now stay with me and learn the secret language of birds. Now stay with me and learn a secret language of birds. Circled by swallows in a world for the weary. Wicked and eloquent, trilling. Lie in the stillness, window cracked open. Extended moments, hours for the taking. Careless hair on the pillow, a bold brush stroke. Painted first with a chorus in waiting. Stay with me and learn the secret language of birds. Yeah, stay with me and learn the secret language of birds.
And turns his leg and vanishes over the crest of that hill. As he vanishes, the music stops.
Are the birds still around?
No.
They flew with him.
Oh, yeah, they flew
they've all kind of gone over this hill.
That's right.
What was that?
A local wizard, I bet.
Let's try to follow.
I bet he's the bird master.
I bet he is the bird master, Chair.
I'm a bird.
But look, do we really want to follow him? I mean, come on. Really?
Yeah.
Well, he's from logic. We see that he can summon, he can control birds, and the person who you took crossbow from, he's dead. From what I assume is birds. He is murderer. We should take care of him. Is there maybe bounty on?
No.
Chair, you're not the bird.
Birdmaster is my lord and savior.
Oh Christ!
And that man, he was a jerk. I know it. I talked to the birds. They told me. They said,
"Chair, you are not bird."
I'm going to find the birdmaster, because
is there a stream nearby?
Not where you're at right now.
Okay. I'm going to the birds. I'm now a bird. Screw you guys.
Do I have any water on me?
Yeah.
I'm running as fast.
I'm just gonna pour my water on him.
Okay, for the benefit of the audience and those that might have forgotten, he is saying this with blood crusting on his face from a bird basically face raping him. So the water is poured over Chair's head and washes some of this off of his face, and there's very plainly obvious scratches up and down his face from where that bird attacked him. Mm-hmm. They're not deep. They're obviously not comfortable looking, but...
Yeah, because I did take 2 points of damage.
Yeah.
So.
And for those that... The 2 points of damage actually can amount to a lot of damage in this game, depending on the character. In Chair's case, he can take up to 15 points of damage. But
right.
So he's still got some time, but if another flock attacks you, that could...
If it happened to me, I'd be down to 8.
Yeah.
So
yeah. For the average character, it's already a pretty good hit. So, yeah, you pour the water down his face, and...
I grab some kind of rag, and I just wipe off the blood and the... Feathers, so I go, Chair, you are not.
Oh, I'm so adorable.
Roll wisdom.
Okay.
For the sake of wherever you're going with this, roll up.
Okay.
Otherwise, I think this might actually.
I got 17.
Okay. Yeah, you're.
17.
Well, 7.
A 7?
Yeah, a 7. You're starting to actually think that maybe you're not a bird. Maybe these birds weren't trying to, usher you into their society. your face. That your friends may be onto something.
Guys, I don't think I'm a bird anymore.
You are not a bird. Birdmaster is bad guy. We go stop bad guy, we get money.
Why?
To be honest, VMAC, I really think that this is a conflict better just left avoided. I mean, think about it. There's a dead guy on the floor. There's a bunch of birds.
Why would that bird scratch my face? I'm feeling a bit pissed off. These birds aren't my friends anymore. So I'm gonna go.
I don't want to know what kind of evil deeds this person will do. I think we need to stop.
Oh, god damn
it. I'm gonna hit this guy. Let's go hit him, BMAC.
High five!
Wait,
hold on. If I high five you, am I married?
Yeah, you're my wife.
How about if I high five you, he's a divorce, but a happy divorce?
I keep my five.
Oh.
And as usual, I get to play the nanny. Alright, nitwits.
Alright, game plan. What are we doing?
We are following.
Alright.
Okay, so you go up to the tree basically where the woodsman's at. Mm-hmm. That's your last point of seeing him.
Mm-hmm.
And the birds and the woodsman are gone. So roll, if anybody's got tracking... I would imagine you probably would have tracking.
Where would that be?
If you don't have it, just go ahead and roll a perception and add a 5 to it.
I got nothing.
You got nothing? You guys can just roll perception. A lucky roll might spot it.
9.
9?
6.
3. Great.
There's only really one possible way to go, which would be down the hill, but you don't know where down the hill.
I'm going
to try
this.
Kind of walking blindly.
I'm going to try to summon the wolf bear again.
Okay.
So if I roll the max, I get to roll again?
Yeah.
That would be a 12 and an 11.
All right. So You're going to get an extra 2 points to him being dispelled or fading away because he got hit or something like that. So he's going to have an extra resistance because of that. Now, roll effect, and that's going to determine how much damage he can take before he's dispelled or what somebody would have to roll to dispel him.
So what should I roll?
Wisdom.
Wisdom.
And then add 5 to that.
11.
Okay, so he actually has now 18 to be dispelled because of the awesome summoning power.
V-Mac! Hello, Wolfman. How are you?
And there's no resistant of magical energy or anything. I mean, you're just perfectly in communion with nature here. And he just, there he is. He's with you. Okay, well, let's add 5.
Cool. So just do perception.
Perception.
Plus five. That would be a 15.
Okay, yes. You can see a general pathway where this guy may have crossed through. It's vague. What you see is kind of like little splotches of disturbed high grass. And you follow that down the hill into a more general direction. He's obviously a very clever woodsman. He knows what he's doing.
He is obviously a clever woodman. He knows what he is doing.
I got one.
You actually find several paths where he's backtracking against himself. And you actually take a little while to... You're following these dead ends before you realize what's going on as you continue onwards. You were about to say something?
No, I just got one. I'm still aroused from the bath. Okay. I'm in full mast.
Well, chair.
What kind of terrain?
Members leading the way.
What kind of terrain are we in right now?
Mostly high grass coming down a hill. The trees have thinned out. You're starting to head up.
Were you checking for Pokemon in the high grass? Weren't you?
Yes, I was.
We were both giggling over the same thing.
You actually start to hear the sounds of a stream.
A stream.
As you come down and you cross through a sort of a copse of trees. And there you are in the stream. And it continues onwards.
I refill my water skin because I emptied it.
I drink enough water that I'm going to have to pee every 5 minutes.
Everybody make another perception or a spot test if you have a spot.
20.
Oh, geez, yes.
Well, because the plus five.
Yeah.
21.
15.
Yeah, you all see it. You guys can, actually, you hear it. You hear another song being played, and immediately you can look up and see him on another ridge on the other side of the stream playing the song. He doesn't seem to see you yet, but you see the flock coming from different areas towards him again. So, you're still kind of in this copse of trees. You haven't broken free of it yet. And
how far away is he?
Does anybody have a tactics? How experienced are you at not being a chair? How many, real battles have you been in?
I'm pretty rough and tumble.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not necessarily coordinated, but he has beaten things up.
I tend to
He's actually rather, he comes, beating the smut out of things is something that comes natural to him.
Yeah, I tend to just
military, combat and military tactics and things like that are pretty natural to
him. He wouldn't know how to tell us what to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
That would be the problem, is that I would probably start doing something.
Okay.
And then
maybe it works out okay because he's stupid.
Roll a wisdom test anyways.
Okay.
Because it's not really what you're going to do so much as what you may see.
I got a 6 okay. on my 10.
This would be a really good spot if you were a bird or a flock of birds to wait for somebody to cross across the stream so they're waist high deep in the water and you could just come down and beat the tar out of them.
Okay. So I'm just shoving water in my face because I really want to drink all the water for some reason. Hey guys, when I was a bird, I was, really into, drinking water and stuff. This is like the kind of...
I bet you were.
This is the kind of stuff birds like. This is a good place to, if like...
What he's saying to me, and I don't think this is where he was going with this, but I think we might want to get back in the trees.
Yeah.
Because this looks like an ambush.
I think we're going to get more bird friends is what I'm saying. Is that the bird guy has birds, and he killed the dudes, the jerk guy. And now we're the jerks.
I press forward. Wait, hold on. Is the copse of... Is there like a break of... Is there trees on either side of the...
You're kind of like in a small valley between hills. So you've got trees mostly along this bank, primarily because of the stream and the water. So, yeah, you've got trees, water, trees. But you can't see how deep or this water is. It's still fairly wide where, you know, it's about 30 feet wide. So it's not really a stream so much as like a canal or a little river, but...
Oh.
So it's too wide for us to cross?
Oh, yeah, you can cross it, yeah. If you can... You don't know. I mean, usually something this wide isn't going to be that deep.
Right.
But you can't... Yeah, you're
not really sure.
Yeah, you're not entirely sure. I mean, for a dwarf, it might be shoulder height, but...
For a Goliath, I'm good at that.
Me, Matt!
I'm a good swimmer.
Can I get on your shoulders?
Oh. I'm like a crocodile.
Can I get on your shoulders? I'll make my thing soft.
Look, let's cross quickly, and if he doesn't see us, we can get up behind him and confront him. And at the very least, I can shoot him with my light.
I'll put chair on my shoulders.
Yay! I work on getting my boner down.
Thank you.
And Jamala slinks into the water fairly smoothly.
I kind of imagine like when I go on a swim.
But I had a lot of experience swimming in underwater caves, springs, and so on.
They
don't have tails. Yeah. Much like how they don't have breasts.
Yeah. The deepest point. So you are crossing the water.
Maybe they have tiny tails.
And I imagine keeping your eyes on the prize ahead as you watch this the black mass of birds circling overhead. A lead bird swoops out from the circle and is followed by the entire flock. It heads north, circles around in a tight circle, dives down, and does a kind of Star Wars trench run straight at you guys.
All right, I take my club, and I am going to try and time this perfectly to hit the bird right in the head as it flies at me.
Okay.
I'm going to dip into the water and submerge myself.
Okay.
B-Mac, I'm going to hit the bird.
B-Mac lifts up chair, throws him at the bird, and runs to the other side.
Cannonball special.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, fastball special.
Yeah, fastball special. Fastball special. All right, so I'm flying
X-Men
at the bird.
Fail.
Okay.
And still trying to time this thing.
Okay, roll your... you duck down into the water. You roll a D12.
10.
Okay. You chuck him in a kind of an awkward... Over the head. His arms are flailing and windmilling, and he's got a club. And as you come towards one of those, well, not one of them, because you're coming at the entire mass.
But I'm coming at the lead one.
You start thinking that maybe this wasn't a good idea.
I don't know.
You told me to do it.
I'm thinking
swing.
This.
Swing.
All right.
You want to re-roll that since it got hooked up on my book?
Yeah, I got hooked up on that book there. Oh, it's only a bit better.
Yeah, and that's still
four
not
plus
really
seven,
good
so.
Enough. You swing and scatter some of the birds as you plunge headfirst into the water. You don't really hit anything so much as flail about wildly.
Okay.
In an uncontrolled way. I mean, you're flying through the air.
Yeah,
stop the bird momentum.
Yeah, they kind of spread around him. And then swallow that dead space right back up as they come.
As I'm running. Wait, what?
They're gonna get you!
As I was running into the woods, I was gonna yell at Jamala, same blood as before! You're distracted!
You said your dexterity was pretty low.
Yeah.
Okay, so your ability to run through the water isn't all that great. They're going to get you.
I'm under the water.
What are you going to try and do? You're going to try and attack them or evade them?
Spear is out. V-Mac is ready.
I'm
with my wolf bear by my side.
This is like full of... This river's got rocks and shit in it, right? I'm grabbing rocks and I'm chucking them at the birds.
Okay. We need to wait until you can actually scramble back out of the
water. Okay. Well, I'm in there.
Ow, that rock hurt my nose! It would hurt theirs, too.
Yeah, I'm in the water, and that's what's happening.
I can hold my breath for a reasonable amount of time underwater, and can see the dark shapes moving above the surface. When they stop, Jamala plans to pop out and hopefully shoot some sunbursts at something that'll squawk and die.
Okay. They're going to fly towards you. Now, you can attack one of them easily. The rest of them, they're going to start swarming you. So that's just a little player. To get an idea of what VMAC knows is going to happen, he's going to kill one if he hits it. And the rest are going to be circling around him and pecking at him. He can continue killing them off one by one, but he's going to be overwhelmed as they...
Yeah, VMAC's going to evade. VMAC's going to attempt to evade.
Okay.
That makes more sense. That's what VMAC would do.
It kind of sounds sad, though, when you think about it. I gotta hide from the birds.
Yeah,
but it's a lot of birds.
Yeah.
Okay, so make a dodge reaction. It's going to be a reaction to evade.
Reaction.
However you do it. Yeah.
Reaction. There's some ID8. Maybe a 4.
You are like the tank of the group, the person. No.
No, I don't know what I am. I'm the moral compass.
Isn't that enough of a job for me? What are you guys writing notes now?
A bit. All right, so I'm scrambling under the water. And
one effed up burrito, man.
Oh my god!
Don't do it. Don't do it. It's
Don't put that in your mouth.
No, no. I ain't gonna put strange.
I'm curious about this though.
Give it to Chair.
It's kind of greenish.
So I'm
not ripe yet.
I'm scrambling under the water, and it's shoulder length, so I'm like completely submerged. Mm-hmm. And while I'm down here, I find a bunch of rocks,
mm-hmm.
and I go ooh, and I put them in my arms, and then right myself and look up and see kind of the aftermath of all this.
You see. Roll your die. We'll determine that.
Oh, I thought I had a 4.
Oh, is that what you rolled?
For my reaction?
God, it does suck, DBU.
Yeah.
You see, VMAC just flailing, trying to run towards a tree line. And he's got a tornado of birds just swimming around him.
Help me, Wolf Bear! Help me!
Pecking at him. There's 2 points of damage.
Oh, no.
There's 3 points of damage.
Oh, no.
1 point of damage.
Oh, no.
I start chucking rocks at these birds as hard as I can.
Oh, this is going to be good.
So total of 8 damage.
All right, roll dexterity.
Similarly, Jamal is throwing double-fisted sunbursts.
Yep, throw your sunbursts.
Okay.
I can't wait to see this.
Ooh, whiffer.
Okay, no, that didn't even hit the tornado.
Okay.
What a whiffer.
Eight.
Whiffer?
Yeah.
Shit. Oh, shit.
3.
If an 8 didn't hit.
you're kind of submerged, so
it's
harder
true.
To
it
go.
Is.
So.
How many rocks do I have? This is like.
Five. Oh, you've got a riverbank full of them, man.
3.
Alright, we gotta slow down here because it's like the snowball scene in Elf.
Okay.
She gunning rocks.
Okay.
All right, my
one of them actually hits the outskirts of the flock and they're.
My perception's at 17. My wisdom roll was pathetic. I got a 2, so I'm at 14 with that.
Okay, you're going to hit 3 of them and knock them down. So,
right.
You got 3 down.
8 billion to go!
Yeah. And he's still scrambling. Roll another 4.
I got a
10.
Got a 3.
You got a 10, re-roll it.
Oh my god.
This is the best
one.
These rolls are terrible.
19. Roll strength.
3.
Dunk!
Did he hit his own head?
He hit his head. The rock goes flying, cuts through, and I'll give you. No, I'm gonna give you more. I'll give you 4 birds come dropping down from that rock, and one. Once it gets through those 4 birds, it hits VMAC in the chest.
Sorry, VMAC!
It's lost its momentum. It just hits you. Okay. roll another reaction. Roll another spell casting.
My spell casting is really bad. I've got a 13 perception and 13 wisdom. So, extra unlucky.
You rolled a 3 and a
1. Oh, you rolled both? That's what you rolled on both of them, was 13 and 13?
Yeah. With combined, when it's combined, yeah.
Perception.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Okay.
I rolled a 4.
You're going to drop about 10 of those things from that. So you rolled a 4. The flock is thinning as it starts, as you get closer to the tree.
Can V-Max start, like, can Wolf Bear claw at them, or?
I didn't know if that could do that. If it can,
I don't really know what Wolf Bear can do.
Has it attacked before? Has it attacked and hurt something?
It was always vague. It didn't say if it could or couldn't do that.
It was really weird.
But it can be seen by other creatures. And
it can be, and it has definitely been attacked and killed.
The three of them are attacking Wolf Bear.
I mean, if they can attack Wolf Bear, why couldn't Wolf Bear attack back? He's a Wolf Bear.
I imagine he's like a...
Incorporeal.
Yeah, kind of like an
ectoplasmic. So basically, if they are attacking him, they're disturbing his energy, but he can't physically harm them. But the good news for you is that that's 4 less birds attacking you.
Yeah.
How close is... Did V-Mac ever get into the tree line? Or did he just...
He's kind of stumbling towards it blindly.
Okay.
He's trying to shoo these birds off of him as he moves forward, but he's making little to no progress towards the tree line.
I'm going to stagger up the opposite riverbank. Try to get some footing.
Okay. And you're just going more rocks?
How far away is the birdmaster?
He's up on the hill.
I was trying to get to the hill.
You're trying to get to the hill?
The whole plan was you guys distract the birds, then I go get them. I think we're going to have to change the plan. I'll distract the birds.
how badly damaged are you?
Me? Yeah. How much damage did I take?
You've taken 6 so far.
Oh, I'm half life.
All right.
So you're bloody.
Yeah, he's bleeding. He's hurting. Yeah,
he's bloodied. All right, I'm,
go on without me! Wolf Bear will carry me!
I'm going to trek into the forest and do something that Chair isn't usually known for and try and sneak up on Birdmaster.
Okay. Roll dexterity to sneak, and you're going to...
I'm going to try to keep the birds off of V-Mac, okay, all the while kind of keeping my eyes on the Birdmaster.
Do you have any, like, area effect spells?
You did. You could do some giant ball of light thing.
Yeah, I have a kind of one use per day.
No such thing in my world.
Okay.
No, I didn't really get
if
that.
If you're willing to take the time to do a spell that's big,
yeah,
then you can do it as often as you like.
I think that now is definitely the opportune time for Jamala to attempt something that could take out the whole flock, but I'm probably not that powerful.
Okay.
But it's worth a
shot. We're going to give each of these guys 2 more actions before you can do that. So it's you building up energy to and working the hoodoo that you do.
Yeah. I have a thought. I could try something that could blind the birds.
Yeah, you did have that blinding thing.
Did I have a specific blind thing?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I can try to blind the birds, which would be useful.
All right, flash is not... That's the type of spell that we have for that.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's a very difficult spell, so you should be able to look that out like you've been doing these.
Yeah.
So...
Also, the river might be reflective. I don't know if that was worth a damn, but... Yeah, okay, what's... So, perception of wisdom again?
Yeah, same thing.
All right.
V-Mac, cover your eyes!
No!
My back is to this mess at this point, right? Well,
you're sneaking up through the trees at this point. Yeah.
My perception is 19, and my wisdom is 18.
Okay, yeah. The birds are they're no longer pecking at you. They're all still flapping around you. Some of them seem to have like fallen. It's not like they've gotten hit so much as they've just kind of flown to the ground or started running into each other and knocked themselves out.
Gotcha.
But yeah, you've created utter chaos around him now. But he's not screaming out in pain as he's being gangbanged by these.
V-Mac is angry at birds.
I rolled a 1.
You can start attacking.
V-Mac wants to do Thunderstrike!
sneak!
I rolled a 1 on my dexterity for my sneak.
Okay, so you crawl out of the water towards the trees and drop the rocks onto the riverbank and start running into the trees.
That's me sneaking.
With a 1 it is, yeah.
Yeah. And it's very much chair. Even when chair tries to
sneak. Hey, I'm gonna sneak! Splash!
And so I'm just kind of, I'm making a shit ton of noise.
Riverbank smells like ozone and bird feathers.
And I'm, yeah. I'm sneaking is something I'm shouting as I run through the trees. I'm so sneaky! And I don't know, have I gotten to the wizard yet? Or?
No.
Okay.
Go ahead and make an attack test or whatever.
I wanted to cast Thunderstrike.
Okay, cast away.
So that's Perception and Wisdom. So obviously I'm attacking Swarm O Birds.
Okay.
I got a 5 for...
You're using lightning in the water?
Yeah.
No, I was already out of the water.
Well, you're out of it enough. Yeah, I'll give you that.
Did you just announce that you were doing Thunderstrike?
That's the only way VMAC does anything.
All right, well, Jamal is scampering.
Scampering away.
But yeah, anyways, Perception was 5, Wisdom was a 7, and then, I don't know, is it plus anything else, or...
Yeah, that was enough. The dead roll was 7.
For Wisdom.
Okay, so yeah, it'll be at 11. Okay. So as you reach your arms up into the air, you start to sizzle and crack and say Thunderstrike and throw your arms down, and the lightning just chains off of each of the little birds around you and flashes a big bright light in front of your face, and when everything clears, there's just charred feather.
You don't mess with VMAC, stupid birds.
I like the way that played out. There's no way you would have pulled off that spell with all of them pecking at you.
No, there was no way VMAC was going to try that with all the birds around me.
It was cool. Blind them, and then char them.
Once again.
That's right.
Team competence.
I'm sneaking.
Yeah.
Well, the man gets wise to this somehow. Become aware of your presence. And runs off and disappears on the other side of the ridge.
I am going to continue air quote sneak.
Okay. All right. So you continue on.
Maybe I hesitate and try to sneak better.
Okay.
Then you get bored.
You're taken aback by his sudden awareness of you, and you reassess your situation and decide maybe there's a better way of doing this. I'll whisper this time.
Should I roll for this?
Yeah.
Whispering
seems to help.
I'm sneaking. All
right.
I was wearing some robes, but they're really heavy and wet now, so off they go. Hopefully I'll get to pick those up later. I liked them.
So two team members are naked.
No, not true. I'm a dignified serpent lady. And though I have no breasts to cover, I'm still quite clothed, as you fleshy types would say.
Shall we get going?
Chair is whispering, sneaking, as he gets up to this area where this man used to be. And you see a very easy-to-follow trail. It's a game trail, and that's probably what he was following when he ran away from you this time, so.
With Jamal, we run in the direction that chair was at.
Yeah, we'll catch up with him.
And I'm going to...
Because we don't have to be stealthy about it.
And I'm going to press forward.
Okay.
And go and just be really dumb and go right into that trail.
That's impossible for you to be.
Are you still whispering, or...?
Yeah, okay. I'm still whispering.
So as chair leads the way.
So he's going down a hill now they've gone over a hill?
Yeah.
I'm going to take this opportunity to kind of pounce on the back of him so that he stops.
Are you that close to me?
And shuts up. Well, off the
hill. Really short legs. It doesn't take them long to catch up.
From above you on the hill, I'm going to leap off and kind of
plant. No, you do not. You have less clothes, and you're leaping on top of him.
But no, with feet on the back, intention is to
face plant. He doesn't understand.
So that he has dirt in his mouth. Well, let's see if I can do this first. Okay. But mostly I want you to slow down and shut up.
Okay.
Dexterity. Let's make it an attack. Let's call this an attack.
All right. Sounds fair. Three. Oh, wait, plus... Am I adding it up?
Do you have any attack skills?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay. You jump forward and miss. You can try again. It's not an embarrassing miss. It's more of a odd little hop that you do.
Yeah. I got a 7 this time.
Okay. Well, you are to his back on his flank, and yeah, suddenly you feel a pounce behind you, knocks you to the ground, and it's very uncomfortable for your member, being as it was leading the way.
Right. So that goes straight into the earth and breaks.
No, I don't know about yours, but mine doesn't stick straight at all.
Chairs does.
That must have made high school awkward.
Hush up.
And I
do this right now.
And so I'm face first in this dirt, right?
Yeah.
And I kind of, like, have dirt and clods in my mouth, and I turn, and I'm spitting out this dirt, and I'm like, are you?
And I'm staring right at him.
Are you?
And I'm...
are we?
And I say, shh.
Shh. Be quiet.
Birdman caught me on his property. He saw me trespassing his real estate. He reached in his pocket for a pistol. He came after me and pistol whipped my behind. Birdman kicked my ass. Birdman kicked my ass. Birdman kicked my ass. Birdman kicked my ass. Birdman beat me to a pulp. He gave me a yell down Warhead right. He told me that he was going to kill me if I don't get off his real estate. He gave me 5 minutes to get in my Bronco and hit the rookie road. Birdman kicked my ass. Birdman kicked my ass. Birdman kicked my ass. Birdman kicked my ass. At 10 o'clock p.m., I drove my Bronco back to Birdman's real estate. I jumped over his fence at the dark. I picked up a brick and shattered Birdman's window pane. Birdman sighted me doing it and reached for his pistol. Suddenly, I jumped back in my Bronco and took off like O.J. Simpson. Birdman kicked my ass. Birdman kicked my ass. Birdman kicked my ass. Birdman kicked my ass. Rock over London, rock over Chicago, Heinz is America's favorite ketchup.
And now we carry on. Jamala's gonna lead the way.
Okay.
Because I did look very threatening.
Yeah, I poop a bunch.
And your stink insists that I move at a fast pace.
The road takes you steeply up the face of a new hill. Soon you escape the wooded canopy of the trees and find yourself on a plateau. Bare of trees and covered only in the trampled scrub grass and weeds. Directly in the center of this flatland is a small hill with a large opening facing towards you. A fire pit is ringed with stones in front of the doorway. Further decorations are scattered across the plateau. There are 4 or 5 men made of straw, sticks scattered into a pile. Several small crosses, no more than 4 feet high, with large thick crossbars are haphazardly arranged around the landscape. On several of these, large ravens perch.
Guys! I think we found the house of birds. Are we killing these birds?
Yes!
Birdman! Come out! And we won't hurt you! Right?
That's right! They won't hurt you!
We'll just surrender and give us your gold. And You can leave. Walk away. Just walk away.
Nothing happens.
Fine.
My idea.
Be that way.
I run out.
Uh-huh.
Just run into this scene.
Okay.
Towards the closest bird.
Okay.
With my club, brandishing my club.
Uh-huh.
In an attempt to wallop them.
Okay. Wallop away.
Okay. Three. On my seven, so that's 10.
Well, I wasn't going to roll for this, but it was a three. Okay, yeah, you hit it. It cool. Starts to flutter away as you swing at it, and you hit it. Roll damage, although I can't imagine it wouldn't do anything less than kill this thing.
That's a 10.
Yeah, it's crunch. I mean, it's a sick sounding crunch when you hit this thing. Okay. It just falls flat dead on the thing. Nothing else happens.
So I pick up the bird in my other hand,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to hit the nearest bird with this bird.
Okay. like throw it or walk up and smack it.
It's like my second club now.
So you're going to like rubber chicken.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I run at the next bird to hit it with this bird.
Okay. And the next bird is closer to the cave entrance.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm going to hit that.
Okay.
So that
and while he's doing that, since the birds don't seem to be doing anything, I'm just going to walk up to the cave entrance.
Okay.
You know,
you?
Try to be smart about it.
Okay. And how exactly do you plan on doing that?
My eyes peeled.
Okay.
I'm watching, ready to cast a spell.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're staying back.
Okay. Go ahead, Schmidt, the next bird.
Four. On my seven. 11.
Right. Oh, okay, 11 total? Yeah. Okay, yeah, you hit the next one. Yeah, you hit the next one.
Okay. So it's, is it on damage? 6 plus 3, is that? Yeah.
Yeah. Squat. It's gone. So, yeah, nothing seems to be happening yet. And you're creeping forward towards this cave. I imagine you're creeping rather than marching or prancing or dancing or...
I'm not like him.
I pick up this bird, the newly dead bird, put it on my head.
Okay. You put it on your head, and you find it. You. Aside from the fact that there's stuff dripping on your face now, it doesn't want to sit on there like as cleanly as a hat normally would.
So I squish it a bit with my club to make it fit around my skull.
Yeah, that stinks a little, but yeah, it fits.
All right, cool.
Okay, and now you're kind of. Not far from him or her, as she starts creeping towards that cave entrance, looking in there, waiting for something to happen.
How many birds were around here?
Just a few scattered here and there.
Where's the closest one?
Over to your right.
I'm already have my eye on it.
Okay, just heading towards that
way. Yeah.
Okay, and do you have a spell that you're ready to?
I want to do my wintry blast, which is my strongest one.
Okay. I'd start working on that now. You don't have to loose it, but you can prep it.
I'm prepping that.
You creep closer to that cave, and you start to notice that you are hearing noises from the cave. They're really hard to hear. You wouldn't have been able to hear them from further away.
Okay. Between my two palms, I collect light energy, and it begins to get brighter and brighter. I'm going to use this to illuminate my path, but also I could project it at something if need be.
Okay. Is it a physical ball of energy, or is it just a ball of light?
It's a ball of energy in that it would give you a sunburn if it hits you.
Okay.
But otherwise, it's pretty much light.
Okay, so you creep forward, and you're getting closer. I'm imagining, because you're summoning this ball of light, that you're heading into the cave?
Yes.
Okay, as you get closer to the cave, the notes suddenly pick up momentum and ferocity. And the music becomes a cacophony of just strange brain notes. And
I hate bagpipes!
Am I close enough to hit this bird that I'm at?
Yeah.
I'm going to try and punch it. I drop my club in front of me. I'm going to try and punch this bird right through the chest.
Okay. You roll that.
You were saying?
I got a 6. Plus a 7, so that's 11.
Yeah.
Damage it or 6.
As you're going to punch this bird, it starts to actually become agitated, but it looks more like it's focused on her than it is on you. Right. As it starts to flutter up. It's about to head towards her right when you punch it. The sudden explosion of flapping noise that comes from that cave is so sudden, it doesn't even have really enough time to herald the arrival of beaks and talons and feathers that just vomits from this cave right at you.
Well, I'm going to
scream. Holy shit!
I'm going to scream very loud, and my screams are going to be muffled by feathers and claws.
Oh, God!
Claws.
Roll a wisdom check.
Right.
The die that I punched, did I?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Gone. Yeah. How gone is it?
It's a twitching mass on the ground. Yeah, it's gone.
I pick it up and I stick it under my armpit. Yeah.
24.
Oh, okay. Well, you maintain perfect composure and you remember ball of energy in my hands. And
I project it outwards.
Okay.
And then duck.
Good.
Okay. Roll a perception to attack with this thing. So it's a, yeah. That was a good roll. See, you guys get the good rolls when you need them. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Would you roll?
For 18.
18. Okay. The birds scatter around the orb, and there's no reason for you to even duck. You've gotten this diversion so perfectly thrown at them that they circle around you entirely and take to the air above you. Do you want to do anything yet, or are you still waiting?
Is my spell ready?
Yeah.
I see him duck. I see her duck.
You see her actually stand there, completely composed, throw this ball of light, and just these birds just swim around her, and she's just perfectly standing there. Like this is... It's not even raining, you know? It's not even that much of an annoyance.
Where are the birds? Are
they... They went around her and circled above, and they're spreading off in the three different directions. Down towards her, over towards you, straight towards him. Although he doesn't realize it because he's picking up a twitching bird.
And I put it under my arm.
Pretty much the mass that's coming at me,
mm-hmm.
like I'm throwing a big wintry blast right in their way.
Okay.
That way they'd be running into a giant.
You see the other coming, circling around, coming back down towards you.
Mm-hmm.
Chair doesn't see anything. He's completely oblivious. He's got this other bird. He's got a hat. It's dripping into his face.
And my club's on the ground.
And his club is on the ground. You hear a noise behind you, and you turn and look, but oh crap, it's too late. So I'll let you two resolve first, because of that stunt with the light, you've actually put you two in a position of dominance in the encounter now.
Fuck so
you guys get first action, you get the last action.
Okay.
Sounds good.
I love being punished for being stupid.
Seriously, it's like, it's why I play a dumb character.
I'm going to hit the birds with something a little bit more substantial, something that's going to basically heat the air around them in short bursts.
Okay.
Generally, the sunshine blasts of warmth and happiness that I was sending out before. The ones that I blew the head off the bird with. I've got a 20 perception and a 22 wisdom.
Yeah.
So the small, like, half dozen birds that are coming straight at you.
Well, that's a 10. Don't you get to roll that?
That's
again.
About as far.
Oh, that is.
Yeah.
Let me do that again.
It's
just going to make it even better.
So this spell is—it's a hitter. It's—it's—is it kind of an area effect, or is it spread, or is it just a?
Let's see. So I'm projecting light from both of my palms.
Right.
And I'd say that they're like short beams. That,
okay.
That sort of go and then fade. They don't have a long-lasting power.
They don't go far, but being as these birds are coming straight at you, you're just kind of shitting on them, basically. Machine gunning little bits of light at them.
They're like concentrated beams, like uh-huh. flamethrower bursts if that was more focused and
okay.
into like little shafts of light. Shafts of light that last for a matter of seconds, project,
and
fade away.
How many of these get project? Just one from each hand, or
two? Well, what? Yeah, one from each hand simultaneously. Just two good ones, and they're gone.
The two birds that you hit with this thing just disappear. They're just gone. They don't exist anymore. You hit them, and they just evaporate. Whatever you put behind that spell was just
so.
I look at my palms in confusion. That was a good one. Hey, Mac, did you see that? I've never done that before.
It's the sudden, the sudden shock and what's the word I'm thinking of here?
That's a better laugh. Let's say I do that one.
It's almost like a panic, a surge of adrenaline because you're panicked or something. Just shot this intense
take that
light.
Little chickens.
Your spell is kind of like a cone of energy.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. Roll away.
Oh, yeah. So it's a perception and wisdom.
Perception first, and we'll add a 7, and then wisdom plus 5.
9 plus 7, so that's 16.
It's a hit.
11 plus
16. Okay. Okay. You hit every one of them. Because they all follow. They're following, like, lead.
Right, birds. That's why I was like, oh, okay.
So you aim at that one bird, you hit him, you hit all of them with that cone. And let's see, they all get kind of blown around inside this cone. Like, they start circling inside of each other as a frost cone, right?
Yeah, it's a wintry.
They start to freeze to death and fall out of the sky. They still fall towards you because their momentum from their flight is heading straight towards you.
Oh, shit, I'm going to jump out of the way.
Yeah, you jump back and they just land these little bird-sicles. Land at your feet. Chair.
You see that?
Unfortunate. I'll let you roll to defend yourself. You're at minus 4 to defend.
Okay.
So.
That's a total of, what, the minus 4? 5. Yeah.
Okay, that hit you. That's 14. No, I don't get to re-roll the 12. The 4 doesn't do the B on the 4. Yeah, that hit. Okay, next one. 2. That was one you could have beaten. You didn't. Next.
Oh, here we go. 9.
Okay. 9. All right, you avoided that one.
Cool.
Next, this last one.
Seven.
Okay. You avoided that one.
Okay.
So you're going to take damage 3 times?
Okay.
That's 2, 3, 8, 9, 10, 11.
So I take 11?
Yeah.
So I'm near death.
Okay. Roll strength.
I have two total now.
Yeah. Roll strength.
2 life. Ooh.
Strength, I rolled a 9, 13.
So Chair turns around, and these flock of 5 birds slam into him. 3 of them just clawing and raking at him, and the other 2 he manages to kind of bat away. Doesn't seem to hurt him any, but it just kind of knocks him away as he falls backwards, just flailing in the air.
Jesus.
So you're back on the ground. Your other bird has fallen off your head, and the one inside your armpit has kind of gotten into a really uncomfortable place. The beak somehow turned inwards, and it's pinching.
I'm gonna not only being uncomfortable. So I grab the other bird out of my armpit, and I've got 2 birds in my hands.
And you're swinging
I'm
wild.
Swinging them wildly.
Okay, I'll give you 1 attack for that kind of a whipping it out. Yeah. Sort of attack.
It's like an 11.
11? Well, they're not really even trying to dodge, so yeah, you can hit 1. Roll damage.
13? No, 6.
6. 6. 6 does it.
Cool.
Okay, so that one's gone. So now you only have 4 to deal with. You still have 4 to deal with, too, and they are attacking you.
Where's the dead bird fall? Because it was, like, right here, right?
Oh, you don't know. You just, you're swinging
it.
Yeah, and it went somewhere over there.
Okay.
You can dodge.
I can dodge?
Yes.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to whip out that crossbow from behind my back and try to use it as a club to whack up.
Parry?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
What should I roll for that?
Reaction. Add 2.
17.
17?
Yeah.
Well, that was actually pretty good.
The 11 reaction plus 4 die plus
well,
2.
You minimize some damage there, but you still got hit.
Oh, yeah, I'm screaming.
Next one. Roll again.
Just so you guys know, I'm screaming because I'm being killed.
Yeah.
Just so you guys know. You might notice me getting killed.
14.
Okay.
You might notice me getting killed.
Um, 15.
Okay, last one.
That's a 22. You gotta re-roll that.
Oh, yeah.
23. Okay. First one does hit. It's gonna do an extra 2 points of damage because it hits you dead in the face. Nearly missing your eyes.
Oh.
For 5 points of damage.
That's no good. I'm down to 5 now.
Okay, so...
Should have dodged.
No, actually, you managed to not get hit by everything else.
Yeah.
So the bird comes flying into her face, hits her in her face. She turns with the momentum of this thing and manages to avoid all the other three birds attacking her. And... But this other bird's still stuck on her face. Meanwhile, Cher is on the ground just... screaming.
Yeah.
You've already taken your action. You've just dodged, so you can declare a new action first. And then you declare, then you declare, then we're going to resolve in that same order.
Back to plan A. I'm running into the cave.
Okay. I'm dying. I'm literally dying. I'm screaming, and you just killed all your birds.
And he goes running into the cave. He declared his action.
If I kill the guy, all the birds stop. That's
and
what I think.
You're going to...
I'm going to... pry this bird off my face.
Okay.
And then... Did I get the other birds, or is it just the one left?
You just...
Or?
No, there's still 4 birds.
Okay.
There's just one on your face. The others have to circle around back up. Now, also, your defense is harder by the number of birds that are attacking you.
Yeah.
So each one that you take out makes it easier for you to defend against the rest of them.
Right. Okay. So, the plan is... to grab the bird off of my face and wring its little chicken neck and then follow V-Mac into the cave.
Oh, no, help! Chair!
Isn't Chair in front of the cave?
No, he's actually behind you to your right.
Alright, I'm gonna go that way because I'm a nice girl sometimes and I'll just hopefully save his ass.
Okay, you're lying on the ground. You've knocked one bird out of the picture. You've still got 4 more birds to contend with. What are you going to do?
I am going to...
Turn into a tree!
Turn into a tree.
Okay.
In the form of a willow sentinel, which is a polymorph chair creature.
Okay. You're on the back. You're wounded.
Yeah.
And you're going to roll this. Okay. It's an automatic thing. You're going to roll this, so it's going to be like a minus six.
Okay. I'm with what? My 10?
Right.
And I'm
going to resolve you first.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's true.
You go running past her into the thing, and you see the woodsman. He's kind of on one knee, and he's playing his life out on this harp. Okay, that's as far as you can go.
Okay.
So it was quite the distance to cross up into that area.
And I'm going to try to defend the stupid chair.
So, the birds that attack you have to circle up before they can come back and attack. So, you've got an action in either direction you can take.
Okay. I'm going to crouch over chair's stinking and bleeding little body. And I'm preparing the spell in the palms of my hands, waiting for them to swoop back down. And my hope is that with a wide field burst of this sun radiation, it's going to fry them all and so on.
For clarification, the birds that attacked you are circling up to come back down. The ones that are attacking Chair are still on chair.
Okay, so there were four that were attacking me. The one clawed my face, and I wrung its little neck.
Yes. So there's three that flew back up.
And how many were attacking him?
There's four left.
There's four left. Yes. I've only managed to swat one.
Yes.
All right. Then, as I'm running towards them, I'm going to do a couple of short bolts at the ones that are attacking Chair currently.
Okay.
To disperse them.
Okay. And Chair, what is your declaration going to be?
I am attempting to transform into a sturdier form.
Okay. So go ahead and do yours. You already did yours. So yeah, you're up.
A perception of 19 and a wisdom of 23.
Good lord. Alright, yeah, two of them are gone. Zapped into non-existence, which leaves two more for you to contend with, which brings your target level down to, or your penalty down to -4 instead of -6.
Yeah, I was at -4 last time.
You were at -6 with the two bird or the four birds plus being knocked out.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then the wounds. Yeah.
Okay.
So you're at -4 now.
Okay, I'm at -4 now. Okay. So I'm transforming, so...
It was -4, I think, was at the rocks.
No,
I don't remember.
No, the -4 was when I was getting damaged from the, because I was like... Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're -4 now, though.
Okay.
To try and turn this thing into a tree.
A tree?
Yeah. Okay, so that would be 7 plus 8 is 15, so 11, and your toughness is pretty racked up right now. So, yeah, you can start to transform into a tree, make an effect test.
Okay, would that be on the...
It's wisdom.
Wisdom?
What is it? I can't see.
16? 6 and then a 10?
So, 12. Okay, so 12 is...
Right.
This isn't an illusion. You're actually turning into a tree.
Yeah, it's polymorph. It's like...
Okay. So, you're a tree. And you have two birds nesting in your branches.
Well, it's that anthropomorphic chair.
Oh, okay. So you're just a piece of wooden furniture.
Yeah, I'm a wooden furniture man.
He can't become a full-blown chair anymore, but he can turn into this really disturbing halfway point.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's sturdier and stronger.
Okay.
And
limited movement.
Yeah, but
with these birds clawing at your face back. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but it doesn't do any real damage to you.
Right.
Okay. So now we get back to those birds circling around. They're circling in to attack you now, the other three.
Mm-hmm.
The two are still clawing at his face uselessly, and then we have to wait for him to...
Okay, but we can do this... This bit?
He actually gets his action first. Okay. The guy playing the pipes has got his eyes closed. He's very intent on that.
Yeah.
He doesn't even really realize that VMAC is looming over him. So.
Alright, well, we'll hold off on that.
You're looming over this guy playing the panpipes. He doesn't even seem to notice your presence.
I'm taking my spear and I'm going to run him through.
Alright.
My action is going to be to strike. I have a club, or it's a mace.
Well, actually, you're holding a crossbow right
now. I'm still holding the crossbow?
You can use it as a club.
Yeah, I will use the crossbow as a club. To whack those two immediately off of chair.
Okay.
Hopefully damage them irreparably. Okay. But if they don't, I'll try to burst them where they go. And then hopefully brace for attack from above if that happens. But we'll see. We'll get to the hitting first.
Chair is maintaining his chair-like posture.
And I am going to... How close are the birds to me?
They're clawing at your...
Oh, they're still at my face? I'm going... They're, like, right on my face. I'm going to take my big wooden fists and try and smash them, two birds together with my fists and crush them between my fists and themselves.
Okay. Attack VMAC.
What am I...
Dexterity plus... So I'll give you 4 for taking the spear.
10.
10? You hit him. Roll strength for damage, and that is...
That'd be a total of 14.
Okay. We'll get to the result in just a minute. Okay, you go ahead and swing with your crossbow.
Oh, yeah. All right.
So let's see, what are we doing? Dexterity, reaction, strength, what?
Dexterity.
Dexterity.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, wrong one. Yeah. That's a 15.
No problem. They're not even really aware that you're about to hit them, and you whack one of them real good. Roll damage, and then Chair can punch the other one.
Is the damage also with the 10?
It's with your strength.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I'm kind of coming at like this.
Yeah,
at these,
and one of them's gone.
Okay, well, awesome.
Yeah, makes it easier.
Yeah.
12.
Yeah.
And I'm still on my back, so I don't know if there's any...
Now when you're in chair form, you're
chair
pretty
form.
Much just... It's not like you can move it really beyond...
Yeah. So I am going to have a 8 plus 7, so 15.
Okay. You hit it, and roll damage. The birds that were circling above you start to run in your direction, so... Except they sort of, all of a sudden, just kind of scatter off inexplicably.
Hmm.
Those three birds. You know what you did.
I don't.
Yeah, I don't have to tell you what V-Mac did.
I am V-Mac!
You hear that coming from the cave.
Well, I'm watching the skies in apprehension. Not sure of what V-Mac's done down in the cave.
Oh, the birds fly off in a panic. They're gone.
They're gone.
Yep. So
it's like they are no longer in the thrall of Birdman.
Chair, are you alive?
Yeah, Mom.
Oh, yeah. This is the kind of thing that gives him a new
Chair,
personality.
Are you dead?
Yeah, Mom.
Come on. I'm Benjamin.
Oh, Benjamin.
Yeah, I'm good. No, I'm pretty upset actually. Like, I'm this mangled.
That was a rather mortal experience for you, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
It was a mortal experience. They took half my life.
Mine too.
If I wasn't made of wood, I would be dead. So, I'm, so all the birds are gone?
Yeah.
I'm searching Birdman's cave.
I charge into the cave, in tree form, too.
Can you charge in tree form?
No.
No.
I mean, imagine you could.
Move like a cripple.
Yeah, I kind of like...
I think if you were able to transform into a tree, you'd be rather restrictive in all of your movements.
Yeah. How heavy would you say Chair is in tree form?
Normally, he'd actually be bleeding right now if he was in tree form. If he actually polymorphed back, he may be bleeding to death.
Guys, the gooey stuff, I'm holding it in with this wood. But I need a doctor. To answer your question, Chair is about as heavy as a chair.
Okay, well, I'm gonna pick this chair up.
Okay.
Are you actually rooted into the ground, or are you like, do you have roots in the dirt?
I guess I would.
Okay, well, I'm gonna leave you there then. Because I don't have any healing magic at all. I don't know.
V-Mac does!
I'll go tell you to help your wife in just a second. I gotta get in the cave.
I am the wife.
her husband. So
not to correct you or anything, because I'm not.
You're not proud of that.
No. All
right, well, Jamal is walking into the cave, and I'm going to double inspect that corpse.
He's the only thing he really has on him, aside from his rather torn and ragged gear, like clothing and cloak and hat, is that musical instrument he was playing, which was it's a set of 10 reeds of receding meat, commonly called panpipes or a syrinx. Each reed is decorated with small flowing circles surrounding small runes. The swirled carvings are all painted or dyed various reds, blues, and greens. There is a band of some kind of ivory or animal bone that holds them all together. This is also etched in runes and colored with deep reddish brown. The rest of the cave is just kind of a collection of, like, an old man's hovel. It's really just a bunch of broken and
I'm grabbing
misused.
The panpipes.
Think we could sell that for good money?
I am not giving this to anyone. I am not allowing anyone else to do that to innocent animals anymore.
Come on, V-Mac. You could, maybe we could sell it to
And then we would fight another birdman.
No, just someone, you know, like maybe a druid or some elf or something, you know.
Stick it in my bag, and I walk out of the cave. This conversation is over.
You're so negative. Is there anything shiny in here?
No.
At all?
It really isn't. The only thing shiny and of any value is those panpipes. I mean, there's a bow and a long sword. Those you can probably get a couple nice shiny silver coins off of.
I'll keep the fancy thing that's already weighing me down anyway. VMAC, this wasn't worth it. We should have run away. Go take care of your husband.
So as VMAC walks out of the cave, I'm like, life! I need healing kisses!
So, VMAC walks over.
Mm-hmm. You want to heal him up? There's not really, I mean, you guys can take as long as you want to try and heal each other up. It's going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah, the overall stress of fighting and trying to survive is over. So you can relax, take your time, clean the wounds, treat everything properly. I'm not going to make you guys roll for any of that kind of stuff. And there's
cool. So I mean,
no
I
can
go back down to the stream. My clothes are there. There's some water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Road.
There's dinner.
Yeah, there's dinner.
Yeah, tons of...
There's dinner all over the place. You guys are swimming in food.
And I I go around after I'm fully healed, and I collect every single bird.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, good Lord.
And put it in a sack.
Oh, Jennifer is going to be glad he missed this.
I put every single bird in a big sack that I found. Did he have a big sack in the cave?
No.
Yeah.
Cool. And so,
he's a woodsman. He's just robbing people that travel on a... He's using birds to rob people on the road.
Yeah.
Basically.
So, yeah.
What did he do with his gold?
I don't think he got any gold. I think he only robbed poor people.
Oh. He robbed them for things like, you know, weapons and clothing and basic stupid supplies.
Aw, yeah. You know who this is. MC Rection Boy, the Bird Rap King, the Emperor of Bird Rap. You know I've got stacks of feathers, and I'm making it rain. Look at the bird feathers floating down gently all around me. EPP is the greatest. Bust out the binoculars and set up the telescope. Bird watching y'all, you know it's hella dope. With your digicams all up in the air, check the lens when you catch something rare. Catch me in a tree, checking birds on a hippo. Catch me in the zoo, checking out the flamingos. Check me in retirees, rolling hot on dubs. Gangsters like me, never late to the bird clubs. Rection putting bird watching on the map. Look at all the 80-year-olds giving me dabs. I spot me a duck swimming all across the pond. He can't see me, I'm peeping like James Bond. All your bird haters don't want to step to me. I'll show you an ostrich and a kiwi. Try to outwatch me, you'll feel my wrath. I'll take your camera and throw it in a bird bath. I got me falcons, eagles, and hawks. Got me a parrot and you know that he squawks. Turkeys, quails, and penguins are my friends. Look at them rolling my Mercedes Benz. I got swans, geese, and you know I got ducks. Look at them rolling in my Escalade truck. New Zealand wrens, toucans, and hens. Dodo birds all up in my lens. You know how we do, bird life, y'all. Making so many bird references in 07, it's sick. When I'm bird watching, I'm living like a vulture. Living dirty birdie, you know that's my culture. When I'm birding, I bring my crew to see the latest. We be checking birds, EPP is the greatest. When I'm in the city, I'm checking the pigeons. Bird life's a career and I'm making millions. Every egg that's laid is getting me paid. In the birdie south is where I was made. When I'm bird watching, got my white Nike hat. You know the bird dude is never going splat. I'm the king, got a desert eagle in my budget. Check it on the webcam with some chicken nuggets. I got me falcons, eagles, and hawks. Got me a parrot and you know that he squawks. Turkeys, quails, and penguins are my friends. Look at them rolling my Mercedes Benz. I got swans, geese, and you know I got ducks. Look at them rolling in my Escalade truck. New Zealand wrens, toucans, and hens. Dodo birds all up in my lens.
Bird life, bird life, bird life. And so our our heroes venture onward down the roads and mysterious paths towards the town of Cool Ranch. But what perils will meet them along the way before they meet up again with their fiendish friend, Jennifer? Tune in to the next episode of Dungeons and Doritos!
Hi, I'm Chair.
I'm Jennifer, Master of Hell Towers.
I used to be a chair, and now I'm a dwarf, and I'm naked.
And I used to be happy, and then I missed it.
And now I'm happy!
Ah!
I have an erection!
Ah! Read the script.
Oh, okay.
It's time at the top.
Is that the top?
Ah!
I can't read.
You have to thank them for listening to Nettie's show.
Thank you for listening to Nettie's show!
I just did that part! Move on to the next part!
Oh, okay. Tree? Dog?
Said nothing but a tree and a dog. Beast of a comic shop,
and
you're a
loser. Oh, they birthed us, and the playing trade did in Oviedo. It was the tree that we were cut from, and the dog came, and the dog peed on the tree. It happens, and you don't begrudge the dog. Don't begrudge the dog.
I'm leaving. I'm done with this. This is all I had to do for my contract. This is the bare minimum. I showed up, I read the lines. Don't look at me like that.
If you want
to... Speak to my agent, don't you shut up. Speak to my agent. I'm out of here.
If you want to send us papers or, like, not the spells, you can do that at info@nerdyshow.com.
And no one's not.
I have the key.
Let me out.
I have the key. It's in my pouch. The back pouch. I don't have a belt, so I keep things there. You should listen to more Nerdy Show, because that's what they told me to say to you. And then there's an iTunes, which is like a minstrel, and he sings about his eyes. And there are Nerdy
Show. I want out of here.
There's Nerdy Shows in that, too. And there's a bird. And he twitters on us at Nerdy Show.
That's it. We're done.
I have an erection still.
If anyone ever hears this, goodbye forever. 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 Goodbye forever.